and also give them to understand what it costs them now rather than transportation. Mm-hmm. Well, they put him up there, and this boy carried him up there. Did neither of these veterinarians go along. But they taken him in a big stall and made him a bed. Put him to sleep. And then operated. They didn't only now use the doctors that was present there. They called in some of the big ones around over the state. They all gathered there before they operated. Mm-hmm. And after they operated, he come to all right. They kept him down, you know. And eventually, after he passed away, they kept him on cold storage 10 days. And never did gain nothing that he knows anything about. Whether they got any good out of it or not.
Hmm. Well, they got some good out of it.
I expect they did.
That's one of the nice things about a medical school. Of course, they're concerned with the patient, but they're also concerned with the disease.
Yeah.
But they don't know. I don't know if this is good or not. They'll want to find out. So they'll bring it
to in other words, they want to experiment.
Yeah.
It's an experimental deal.
Yeah. But of course, they'll only do this if there's no good cure at hand. But if there is a good cure in the experiment, then they're in trouble. As the experiment leaves the patient, well, same as any doctor would do. But I think they're pretty good out there. I've known only one. I know a boy who's going through vet school now. He's sharp. And he works hard, and he's eager to learn. They're tough on that. It's very hard to get in.
Now this boy gave $1,000 for this cold wrist when his mother weaned him, or when it was weaned. Mm-hmm. A bit of thing. He grew old and done good, had the best stall. He had stalls big as this living room. Mm-hmm. Kept big, a thick coat of white, soft sand in the stall, and then it covered with hay. He had everything to eat. When he taken it, seems to me like they said in his right hind leg. He come and slipping on his right hind leg. And he'd be standing, he'd hold it up. And he'd get so tired standing on this and he'd lay down. And right straight he turned. Three veterinarians loose on him. Well, he didn't lose so much because he had, he'd had him insured. Mm-hmm. He gave $1,000 for him and he had him insured $1,500. He didn't lose nothing much. He'd been suiting his veterinary bills here. But these doctors here will do a little experiment to your expense. And you won't know anything about it.
Yeah, that's the difference. Did he ever write a letter up to the vet school there and ask if they...
Got anything? Learned anything on it? I don't know whether he did or not. He's a pretty smart boy.
Might pay him.
But I'll tell you something else. I don't think he's on a very expensive horse since he lost that one. And I'll tell you, he's a well-posted on quarter horses. Mm-hmm. They had him in Iowa 2 weeks ago. No, he was in Iowa two weeks judging quarter horses, quarter horse shows. Mm-hmm. At $100 a day.
Mm-hmm. That's better than jury duty.
Lord, I'd say. Lord, I'd say.
Hey, am I overstaying my time?
I guess you are a little bit.